You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL at night.
Welcome back to KSL at night. You are with Taylor Morgan. Listeners, I want to make sure you know that you can sign up for text alerts for breaking news just by texting the word breaking to 57500. That'll sign you up to automatically get breaking news alerts sent directly to your mobile device. Again, you can sign up for those just by texting the word breaking to 57500. Now, speaking of maybe not breaking news, but listeners, if you're into Utah politics, which I know you all are, you might know that unions, labor unions in Utah, are often misunderstood. I think a lot of Utah voters, especially in a very predominantly Republican conservative red state, don't necessarily fully understand labor unions, what their application might be today, especially in Utah's economy and beyond. And so we wanted to have a conversation about organized labor in Utah, particularly on the heels of the 2024 general legislative session, during which membership in labor unions became a very interesting, a very hot topic. So this is something that we've wanted to cover here on KSL at night for some time. And there is no one better to help us understand organized labor in Utah than President Emeritus of the Utah AFL-CIO, Dale Cox, also a former Murray City Council member. Dale is just one of the greatest Utahns around. If you're ever up at the Utah Capitol during the session, you've seen Dale. Mr. Cox, President Emeritus Cox, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to KSL at Night.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Dale, you have... How long have you been involved with the AFL-CIO, with unions in Utah? As long as I've been alive, I know that. But tell us a little bit about your history, your involvement, and what you've done in Utah with organized labor.
Well, I've been fortunate. I've worked a union all my life in Utah. I started out as an iron worker, and then I went to work in the mines in Wyoming and was under a steelworker contract. Came back to Utah, went to work for Geneva Rock under the operating engineers, and I'm a 42-year member of the operating engineers now. And I've had a good work career. I've met a lot of great people. I've been able to retire with dignity. My wife and I, with both our union pensions and, you know, Social Security, we live very comfortably, and you know, that comes with dedication, hard work, and just sticking to what you're committed to do, you know, with organized labor. A lot of people think you just get a pension with belonging to union, and that's not the case. You contribute to that pension out of every hour you work in construction, at least, and that's the field I come from. So, you know, if you stick with it, you can, at the end of your career, you can have a real steady pension that you can count on and enjoy life. You know, worked hard all your life and you've earned it.
Yeah, absolutely. Dale, what are some of the most common misperceptions here in Utah about unions? What do you hear from legislators, from city council members, from, you know, other elected officials and voters? What are some of the challenges or misperceptions or concerns that you hear most often?
You know, a lot of people, and I want to talk about right to work in a second, but a lot of people think that unions just take over, and they really don't. What they do is they work hand in hand with the employer to furnish the best trained workforce. You work under a collective bargaining agreement to which both sides have agreed to work under. You have set wage scales. You know what you're supposed to do, what you can do. People think that all unions do is file grievances and or go on strike, and that's the furthest from the truth. I mean, I filed a few grievances when I was in leadership, but very few, because you can usually sit down at a table and you know, calmer minds always prevail. You work things out. We do protect our people, but very seldom do our people need protection, because they're the best of the best, in my opinion. So
yeah,
things work pretty smoothly.
Can you tell us about this quote-unquote union-busting bill that came up during the 2024 legislative session?
It had to do with, I think it's the one you're talking about, it had to do with public employees having their dues automatically taken out of their check. And they also wanted the union to recertify every so often, every few years, to make sure you still have the membership you need. It's just trying to make it harder and harder for working men and women to be represented, especially this one, of course, was in the public sector. But what happens in the public sector can happen in the private sector as well.
Yeah. So, Dale, we know that Utah has, according to the Wall Street Journal, America's hottest job market. We have one of the strongest, fastest growing economies in the country. How do unions play a role in that? If I were to talk to some Republican legislators, I think it's safe to say, would make the argument that unions don't play a part in that. How would you disagree and why?
Well, first of all, I'd say they don't understand what unions are. Hmm. We furnish, and there again, I'm going to talk about the construction, but most unions are the same in or out. Not only do we furnish the best men and women for the job, but we have our apprenticeship programs. We also have continuing education for our journey men and women. So we're constantly retraining and training to the job market and the desires of the employer. So if you get a new piece of equipment that has laser technology, our men and women are going to train on that. So when they come out on that piece of equipment, they know what they're doing and they can make money for the employer.
Just had the thought, the observation that very often during the legislative session, we hear conservative lawmakers arguing for licensing and training and certification for different kinds of professionals, whether it's nail salon techs or, you know, all kinds of professions. And when it comes to, you know, heavy equipment and machinery and, like you said, lasers, I imagine there might be a very important role to play perhaps for unions when it comes to this kind of training and certification that you're talking about. Just a thought.
Yeah, it is. And I've been up there for, like you say, I haven't been up there for a few years and my hair's starting to grow back in. But but there also, there's it always has been a push to deregulate industries, like make it easier to be an electrician or make it easier to be a plumber or any number of other crafts. And that, to me, is very short-sighted. You know, and it's kind of the buyer beware thing. I want to make sure if an electrician comes into my house, he or she is licensed, or a plumber, the same thing, because those are life and death situations. If they don't do it right, if a plumber doesn't do things right, you could get gas in your house. If an electrician doesn't do things right, you could burn your house down, I mean, or electrocute yourself. And there's always been a push for deregulation. You know, licenses are too strict. It's too hard. I know one time the argument was one of the representatives had a constituent who was a barber in Chile and couldn't pass the barber's test here. And so they thought it was just ridiculous that he couldn't be a barber here. Well, regulations might be different in Chile than they are here. But
yeah,
I like
no
what's
doubt.
Going on here. Yeah, I like what's going on here. I'd like to make sure that these men or women are as highly trained as possibly can be, and they go out and do their job. And with very, you know, it's not saying that somebody might not make a mistake, but our people are probably the highest trained and less reworked. Most jobs come in under budget and ahead of schedule, which is great for the employer. So the higher cost of doing business under a union agreement, a lot of times will wash out with, you know, the under budget and ahead of schedule when the job is finished.
Yeah. Dale Cox, President Emeritus of the Utah AFL-CIO, thank you so much for joining us here on KSL at Night. Really appreciate the conversation, and it is a story and an issue that we'll continue to follow. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you, buddy. Talk to you later.
Listeners, coming up next, we are going to speak with Deseret News reporter Lisa Riley Roche about the International Olympic Committee's visit to Salt Lake City and what they had to say about our future with the Olympic Games. Stay right here for that.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.